Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rusty.
Keep it to football.
Yeah.
I text you.
Yeah, you were upset.
I don't think I've even told this story on the air.
He was upset.
I
tried to talk him off the ledge a little bit.
I blew Rusty's phone up Saturday afternoon about 4:15, 4:30.
Bo was probably about halfway in his bottle.
It was hot.
You know what I mean?
It was hot.
Was that the worst targeting call in the history of targeting and football?
That was pretty bad. That was pretty bad.
I mean, what do we do with this rule now moving forward?
Don't know. Don't
what
have
game?
An answer.
Tell them the game.
I think everybody knows Florida, Texas, A&M.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the targeting on the hamstring.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. It was a bad day for officials. I felt like the Jalen Walker roughing the passer. Like, what else can you do? I thought a couple of games, it's a couple of calls in the South Carolina game. I don't have the answer, man, because here's the problem. The speed of the game happens so quick. We've got to be able to help those guys from the booth. I don't know what we can do there, but you've got to be able to help them quicker. And you got to be able to say, hey, look, you guys got to look at that real quick.
I don't even have as much of a problem with some of the targeting and blindside stuff as I do with the ejections, man. Like, it's happening.
I don't get that
either. Why do we have to kick these kids out of the game? And I say it every week. Like, it's going to take somebody suing somebody over lost wages or something now to get that corrected. It drives me nuts.
I don't want to hide you. I'll give you one. There's a massive lawsuit coming up in the state of North Carolina this week. It's going to happen Friday. A player is suing the North Carolina High School Association because he's a five-star quarterback. He's committed to Tennessee, and he can't make NIL because he goes to a public school. But the private school kids in North Carolina can earn NIL. Oh. And I'm telling you right now, as soon as his lawyer gets done with that, about 2 weeks from now, every kid in North Carolina is going to be able to get money.
Wow.
It's going to happen.
Rusty, lots of matchups this weekend. Is there one that's most intriguing?
I think everybody's
you?
Got eyes on Tennessee at Oklahoma.
Yes.
There's so many questions there. Like, from a Tennessee standpoint, is this quarterback that good? I think he is. I'm not going to butcher his last name because it'll be forever a soundbite. But I do think Nico is for real. But this is his first true road test. Schematically, can Brent Venables in Oklahoma play Tennessee basically the way Georgia's played them 2 years in a row? Georgia's been the one team that's really kind of stoned Josh Heupel's offense twice, 2 years in a row, and how are they playing them. So can they do that? Do they have the players to do that? Is Oklahoma going to be able to handle this SEC gauntlet? And there's a lot of questions there. It's not really a great weekend, but I do think that's the headliner.
That's the headline. Yeah.
I want to bring this up, and I don't want to spend 10 minutes on it because I think we easily could spend the entire show talking about this. But you and I were just talking out in the bullpen about this schedule that's coming up in December. And I don't think, to your point, a lot of people realize
not to put
the
that
madness
tweet out yesterday.
That is about to go down when we hit the first week in December. It's kind of break down the way this schedule rolls once you get to portal, SEC championship, playoffs, and everything else.
All right, so the national signing day is moving forward 2 weeks. Usually the second Wednesday in December, the new early signing day is about 5 years old. It's moving to the Wednesday of SEC championship week.
December 4th. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the theory behind that.
Okay.
And I kind of like this on one perspective. They're trying to protect the high school kids because signing day is going to be over and done with before the portal opens. So national signing day will be December the 4th on a Wednesday, the Wednesday after Thanksgiving. The SEC championship game will be December the 7th on that Saturday. Well, guess what opens up Monday at 7 a.m.? The old portal window.
Right.
Well, guess what happens 11 days after that? Oh, the old NCAA playoffs first round.
Yeah.
So you have December 20th and 21st. Bo, don't let me get you excited. Hypothetically, if Florida's open, and just say they're going after Lane Kiffin, and Lane Kiffin is knee-deep in the playoffs as a 5 seed, he's getting ready to host Penn State and Oxford on December 21st. Florida at that point would have to have a national signing day without a coach. They would have to have the portal window open. You've got to talk your kids into staying. You also got to beat down every single rumor that we're not going after Lane Kiffin right now. We're still interviewing candidates. It's going to be a freaking
mess.
Imagine.
Now, do you delay firing coaches because of this? Took okie doke.
Some will, but a job like that probably won't be able to.
Well, I don't think the trajectory that this particular job is on, that the job will be open by September 26th.
Oh my gosh. Because, you are horrible.
Well, I'm sorry. I am not a fire the coach guy. Yeah. Rusty and I had a deep conversation.
We did.
But if you lose to Miss State after they got blown out by, was it Toledo, I believe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Billy's got to win this one.
I don't think you have a job.
Billy's got to win this one.
It's just. It's terrible.
But you look at that. National Signing Day, and the reason they're doing it, because I like that part, they're protecting the high school kids because they've got leverage. Like, okay, the portal was open before National Signing Day. So, you know, School A could be telling Mike Johnson, yeah, we got a spot for you. When in reality, they're waiting to see if that other tackle from college is going to transfer in. And all of a sudden, a week before signing day, they call that kid up and say, oh, yeah, we don't have a spot. So now the high school kids have some leverage, which I really like. But it's also going to force schools to say, okay, we're only going to take X amount of high school and leave something open for portal. So there's the other side of that, too, where some high school kids are going to get cut out earlier. So I really don't know how this is going to work, but this is a massive, massive, massive change that I don't think people realized until yesterday to put that tweet out.
I want to get to the Tate Ratledge injury because I think it is a big talking point. And Lord knows, as a Bama guy, I've been asked about Tate Ratledge so many times my head has spun in the last 3 days. Yeah. I mean, just unbelievable.
Yep.
The 9-day buildup to that game next weekend.
Yep.
What do you make of it? What is the depth behind him? And, what's his what's his timeline look like?
I would say the best case scenario for him would be Florida. I would think they would really want him back for that. So if Georgia plays, they got a bye week. They play Florida, then they play Ole Miss, then they play Tennessee back to back in 3 weeks. Yeah. Oh yeah. By the way, that's a 3-week stretch. But I think for Tate to come back with what he's dealing with, he also has a grade 2 MCL sprain. So that's also with that. I'll be honest with you. When I saw him tapping his helmet, I've known him since he was an 8th grader. The way he immediately started tapping his helmet on the ground, I was like, man, this is it. That's the last time he's ever going to play. So I feel very fortunate he's going to get a chance to play. Michael Morris is a really, really good player. He's the strongest player on the team. Here's where you lose a little bit with Tate Ratledge in the huddle. He's the leader. He's the calm the F down guy. Get focused. Mm. Let's have this drive. He is a clear dude. Like, he's an alpha voice in that locker room. Now, he's going to be involved. But if you're Carson Beck, you always know, I've got my guy right here. I'm not worried about that gap because he's a first-team All-American for a reason.
Right.
And so I'm not going to sugarcoat that, but I will say the drop-off there probably physically is not as much as people think. I think, Mike, you understand the cohesion of a senior leader. When you got a new center beside you, if you tell Jared Wilson, hey, this is X call. You can reach over. So 100%. There's a lot.
He's seen a lot of football.
I actually watched a video of Brock Bowers as a freshman, the 3-game touchdown he scored against South Carolina, and I was looking at the starting line. The only person that's still on the team is Tate Ratledge.
Wow.
So that tells you how long he's played. Like, Brock Bowers is come and gone.
Yeah. Wow.
Side note on Brock Bowers. We did a deep dive in him yesterday. He never lost a regular season game at Georgia.
It's incredible.
He never lost a regular season game at Georgia.
And – good. He's tearing it up right now.
Dude, he's a freak. He's a freak. No doubt.
USC at Michigan.
Michigan's done.
Their
average is country grits.
This is a must win for Lincoln Riley if he wants to make the playoff this year.
And I'm telling you, they're really good defensively. They're really good defensively.
USC.
Yes.
Grits catching strays, by the way.
Michigan's—they're average. Telling you,
because you have to have like grits without cheese are average.
Yeah, you got. Yeah,
there's butter. Just give me some butter in my grits and I'm good to go. Yeah. Is there butter? Cheese? Butter in my country.
What Rusty is saying is Miller Moss's Heisman odds after this weekend are going to start to shoot back through the roof.
I mean, he plays a prime position for a prime offense.
There you go.
He's going to have primetime games, but Michigan's. No, they lost way too much. I've seen enough.
Rusty, we've never had enough of you. I wish you could stay longer, but we've got Grant McCauley coming up. So,
we need some ales from the Mets. Can you dial that up?
I'll make sure I put in that request.
Thank you.